The corner of a coffee shop adjacent to a Green Bay Goodwill store is filling up with racks of clothes and shoppers. But these aren't just any secondhand items. Designer and seamstress Meta McKinney shows one of the so-called T-skirts, made from panels of old T-shirts.
I wear it over my yoga pants. They make a great swimsuit cover-up. My 16-year-old daughter wears them over her jeans. So, and we also have a client that bought one who's worn it as a top.
The line is called Goods Made Good, and it's run through a nonprofit partnership with Goodwill. The group held a trunk show last week in Green Bay. Karen Colbeck came and says she liked what she saw.
I have a skirt that has Wisconsin on it. So I have a daughter that goes to UW-Madison, so I'm thinking that maybe this could be a gift.
Colbeck and other customers say they like the social component to Goods Made Good, because the line now employs 10 sewers, people who have obstacles to work, like mental or physical disabilities.
You're spending your money, but you know that it's actually creating jobs. It's supporting a great organization in such a way that it's a win-win for everybody.
Goods Made Good is the brainchild of Robin Jansen. She and her husband run another company that reclaims architectural materials. Jansen says reusing old clothes was a natural progression. So, something like an out-of-style man's tie is cut down, attached to old buckles from overalls, and voila, a lady's cuff bracelet. But Jansen says for now, the group is mostly focused on recycling T-shirts.
And then we would come over here, and one of the most popular items we have is the idea of taking a T-shirt and making ripping it into these long strips and making it into a great coil scarf.
The clothes are made at Goodwill Shiner Center in Appleton. Center Director Mary Haller says when the economy soured last year, the center lost some contracts it had with area businesses, so she was looking for a project when Goods Made Good came along. Haller says if the line takes off, she could add another 10 jobs by year's end.
Any chance we can create skills that create independence, we're reducing our reliance on government money. And we know that the government money is shrinking, and we know that the needs in the community are just growing phenomenally. Our hope is that this program not only funds itself, but will fund one of our other 26 programs and services that people don't even realize are Goodwill for North Central Wisconsin.
Like a program that provides in-home therapy for children diagnosed with autism. Good intentions are one thing, but when it comes to fashion, customers want style. Robin Jansen thinks the restyled items in her trunk show, like the T-skirt, deliver.
And I will tell you, when you wear one, people stop you because it's sort of obvious that it's made out of 6 different T-shirts. And so you get a lot of like, and it's a great opportunity or an introduction to celebrate that you're supporting this program and looking cool to boot.
Depending on sales, Goods Made Good may branch out beyond old T-shirts. Designers are considering new uses for old flannels and jeans. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.